Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. That upbeat Haitian music is from the Haitian pop star Nickel Éprouvé. May seem curiously hopeful coming from a country with Haiti's long and tragic history. The first African slaves that ever touched soil on Hispaniola, which would later become the island of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, landed in the early 16th century. Though sentenced to a life of forced labor and inhumane conditions, the slaves brought with them their religion and used it as a way to survive life under colonial rule. By the late 1790s, disturbances by these slaves became more and more common, and the Haitian revolutionary movement began to take form. In 1791, a voodoo ceremony, a Boy Kaman, performed by the high priest Dudi Boukman, was a catalyst of the 1803 fight for freedom and solidified the influence of the religion, voodoon, on the island. He was called Boukman because he was one of the few African slaves at that time who could read books. He prophesied that the slaves Jean-François, Bassou, and Jeannette would be the leaders of a slave revolt that would free the slaves of Haiti at last. A pig, which symbolized in the voodoo religion the spiritual power of the forest, was sacrificed, and an oath was taken. And Boukman exhorted the listeners of this ceremony to fight bravely against their oppressors. Days later, the Haitian Revolution began. Soon after the uprising, French authorities captured Boukman and executed him by beheading him. The French then publicly displayed Boukman's head in an attempt to dispel the aura of invincibility that Boukman had cultivated. However, the revolution continued. Tune in for our next Hidden History on Haiti's Revolution, a war for a country free of slavery. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.